This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I hope that you're feeling pretty good today. I read of a debate where people are asked this question. It's a profound question, this one. Do you believe in God? Wow, as you would expect, there were a variety of answers. But I'm interested in what some said who do believe in God. I think they're very pertinent. This is what some of them said. I do believe in God. All of us are blessed with lots of beautiful things and moments each day and every single day. Someone is looking out for us. That's why miracles happen and people heal and why the prayer has so much power. This is all because of our Heavenly Father. And then someone else wrote this comment. I do believe in God. I admit sometimes I've got my doubts and I'm not sure. However, it's so important for people to believe in a God of some kind. We need to keep the faith in order to help us get through life and the difficulties of life. Sometimes it gets hard and we need faith to turn to. They're just a couple of sample answers to this question, the debate. Do you believe in God? So I'm sure this question is probably the most important question of all time. The Rolling Stone magazine did an interview once with Bill Gates, and he was asked, surprisingly, in the interview if he believed in God. This is what he said. I agree with people like Richard Dawkins that mankind felt the need for creation myths. Before we really began to understand disease and the weather and things like that, we sought false explanations for them. But now, says Bill Gates, science has filled in some of the realm, not all, that religion used to fill. But the mystery and the beauty of the world is so amazing, and there's no scientific explanation of how it came about. To say it was generated by random numbers does seem, you know, sort of uncharitable. It's an uncharitable view. I think it makes sense to believe in God, but exactly what decision in your life you make differently because of it, I don't know. So there's some of the thoughts from Bill Gates. It was December 2009, the Sydney Morning Herald wrote on this theme, and particularly about how Australians feel. Do you believe in God? And this poll revealed that most Australians believe in God or a similar universal spirit, but the majority of people believe in miracles, life after death, and angels. Many believe in astrology and UFOs. Now, the surprising findings from a Nielsen poll for Fairfax newspapers show that Australia is a credulous nation, willing to mix and match religious faith and belief in other phenomena. So although Australians are widely considered to be a secular people, do you know that nearly half of the population believe in psychic powers, such as this extrasensory perception? 41% of Australians believe in astrology. So the research shows that Australians are more religious than we might have thought. Here's another statistic for you. 68% of us believe in God or a universal spirit. But atheists and agnostics also had a strong showing in this national survey. I mean, there were 1,000 people asked this question. One in four Australians, 24%, do not believe in either God or a universal spirit, and 7% say, I don't know, I'm not sure. But God is not the only thing, of course, that Australians believe in. They place their faith in a range of other phenomena. For example, 63% believe in miracles, 53% believe in an afterlife. As I mentioned before, angels are popular. 51% said they believe in angels. So they're the sort of statistics that show us people are very interested. But what I'm interested in, I want to talk about this again tomorrow, is what Christianity has to say about this. Paul, the Apostle Paul, the great convert to Christianity, said, there is no God but one. For even if there were so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is but one God, the Father from whom all things came and for whom we live, and he is but one Lord, Jesus Christ. They're the words of Paul in 1 Corinthians 8, verse 4 to 6. Heavenly Father, help us to look at this topic and to understand you as the God we believe in. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.